knowledge fight. Dan and Jordan, I am sweating. KnowledgeFight.com. It's time to pray.
I have great respect for Knowledge Fight.
Knowledge Fight. I'm sick of them posing as if they're the good guys, saying we are the bad guys. Knowledge Fight.
Dan and Jordan. Knowledge Fight.
I need money. Stop it. Andy in Kansas. Andy. It's time to pray. Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
Knowledge Fight.
KnowledgeFight.com. I love you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to a little intercontinental sneakiest snakes of all, perhaps. I forgot how to say snake in French. My French is a bit rusty. Have you picked up a bit?
Snake.
Le snake.
No, and every time, that's my favorite part of being here. Every time, because my partner, she grew up in Canada and learned French through Quebec, you know?
Sure.
Every time she's tried to even come close to saying a French word, they just immediately go like, English. Okay. They cut you off before you even come close to being like, bonjour. They're like, nah,
fuck you.
Get the fuck out of here. Don't fuck up my language.
They have a fair amount of disdain for people who try to speak French, which I think is the opposite of like what I've heard of in Canada, where they have disdain if you don't try. Yeah,
give it a shot.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm Dan.
I'm Jordan.
We are recording this over Zoom. I am in Chicago. You are in Paris, France.
I am in the nicest bathroom in Paris, France that I could find.
The lighting looks terrible in that bathroom, I will say.
Well, I could turn it on, but it's about 6 o'clock here. So about 30 feet away, somebody is asleep.
Fair enough. I don't want to get too, like, this is going to sound incredibly depressing, but it's like about midnight on Christmas for me. It's the day after Christmas at 6 a.m. for you. And here we are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like totally normal people who do totally normal things.
God damn it.
Great at vacations.
Yeah. Super good at it. Well, see, here's the thing. And you left and then everything happened. It was like, hey, it's just going to be a week. Jordan will be back. No big deal. Alex sues the Christmas. Government.
It was over Christmas.
Yeah. He turns on Trump, decides he has to deal with Trump saying that he got the booster and it's great.
It's kind of amazing. It is kind of amazing that we have spent 2 months in the present in almost a holding pattern.
Very much.
Just COVID, blah, 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 blah. And then the moment I'm gone, fireworks.
Yeah, whenever it's possible to cover the present, it sucks. And then as soon as it's not possible, I'm listening to some of it. You know, I'm getting it ready for whenever we can record again. And it's fucking sweet. Some of it is real fun. There's some real Schadenfreude that I'm experiencing.
We'll get in there.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. But that's actually kind of brings up why we're doing this little Zoom thing. And that is because who knows when you're going to be back, honestly. Given the state of the world and international travel, we'd hoped that Wednesday you'd be back in time for us to have an episode for Wednesday. But that probably isn't going to be the case.
Doubtful. So very doubtful.
We're looking probably at Friday. And we can't leave people with a whole week till Friday. We got to come in with a little something.
Yeah, it'd be crazy to leave people with only one episode when we promised them zero.
Right. It's just not our style.
No. If we promise you zero, you're getting two episodes.
Yeah. So I guess before we get into something that I have prepared for fun, you have a bright spot?
I do have a bright spot. It is being in France.
Le spot du soleil.
Nice. Isn't that sunspot?
Yep.
That's as close as I could get. Yeah. It's a little different.
Le spot de brilliance.
No, it's fantastic. Everybody here, this place is amazing. Mm-hmm. It really is. Paris is crazy, incredible. I love it here.
Have you gotten out into the countryside at all?
No, you literally cannot do that.
Oh.
You cannot leave Paris and re-enter it without quarantining for like 10 days. So it's like, meh. That's made me feel safer than otherwise.
Sure. The countryside's gorgeous, but maybe not that gorgeous.
Not worth it.
Yeah, you don't need it that bad.
Besides, I'm an indoor kid anyways. I like cities, man. This is a good city. This is the first city I've been to outside of, San Francisco felt like a city.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of other places haven't. Paris feels like a city.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
Are you taking in any like outdoor cafes?
Oh, yeah.
Checking out that scene.
Every outdoor cafe. You can't avoid it.
Yeah.
I did not believe there would be this much bread. I knew there was going to be a lot of bread.
Du pain.
There's gonna be a lot of bread.
C'est très bien, du pain.
Frankly, they're famous for it.
Le baguette, le croissant.
God damn, man!
All of these breads—they're there.
I'm walking down the street, people are hitting me in the streets with it.
You get a croissant du beurre, the butter croissant.
Oh no, you want a chocolat du pain?
Ooh, so good.
Yeah.
I can't think of any more French words. We'll get more.
What's your bright spot, buddy?
Yeah, we'll get more in depth on your trip when you get back, and we'll be able to decompress and everything. I have an actual bright spot, and that is some presents that folks have sent. But I want to I want to wait until you're here to actually like. You know, give shout outs to them, but just preemptively thank you to those folks, and we'll zip up the mailbag whenever you're back. But my other bright spot is that with you out of town, a little bit of a lighter workload. And so I took the time to finally do something I've been meaning to for a while. And that is I went and I got an eye exam and I got some glasses coming. So I'm very excited.
No
about
shit.
That. Yep. I've been putting
all
it
the
off
time
a bit.
Glasses or readers.
What's up?
All the time glasses.
Yeah, all the time glasses.
Gotcha.
I sit here at the, you know, it screens a lot of the time, and you know, I don't know. I'm just gonna wear the glasses.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I noticed a little bit of a diminishing in my eyesight over the last like couple years, and it's better to be proactive on that than not.
Absolutely.
And I'm excited for the like to really work on this professor look. Look is gonna, it's starting to come together a little bit. So,
I'm telling you, when we do all, you know how we do all of our live appearances, when we do those, make me feel so much more comfortable if we're both wearing glasses.
Sure. All of those live appearances we do.
We can't stop doing live appearances, honestly.
We've done two or three ever. So, Jordan, here's the deal. In your absence, I've been trying to get a bit of stuff done. And so like I've been hitting some bases like Reset Wars. Obviously, I've been going through the Reset Wars stuff. But also I've been digging into some of the old files that I've found on various real player things on websites that are long gone.
Sure. Cold case files.
You can still find the little audio files. So today, what I've got for you is a couple of clips from Alex's show on June 30th, 1998, that I think are so funny. So at this point, Alex's show is called Exposing Corruption. And
really?
Yes. He also is part of another show in Austin called The Freedom Report. But that's not every day of the week. I think this is just a weekly show at this point. But anyway, he takes calls sometimes. And so that's what we're going to listen to today. We're going to listen to a guy who's calling in and wanting to talk to Alex about like, hey, man, what do you do? Are you serious? And so this is where we will start with this caller.
I'm a very passive person. I watch you practically every week, Alex. I got to admit, a lot of you is entertainment as far as the reason why I watch you. But I mean, I think you got a lot of good things to say. On the other hand, I'm one of those people that go, okay, settle down. Everything's going to be cool. I think everything, you know.
Really?
I think there's.
What are you going to do? Do you have any elderly people that live around you?
I just moved to my, neighborhood just recently.
Let me ask you a question. My grandparents, not the ones that, not my father's parents, but my mother's parents, live in a humble home with a nice, backyard, and they worked hard their lives, and they're not rich.
Right.
And the IRS tried to steal their house.
Personally, I haven't seen that type of thing. So
well, you know, I did a story on Mr. Wheelis, 78 years old, World War II veteran, lives in South Austin in a humble home.
I have to stop here. Does humble home mean something like, is that something really specific, or is it just like it's not that big of a home?
I think the idea behind humble home is the person who lives in it is not embarrassed, mm-hmm. but also not going to tell people all about it. You know,
it's not like ostentatious. It's not
right. There are no minarets.
Okay, so Alex's grandpa. Oh yeah,
I'm just picturing the moment young Alex says the IRS tried to steal my parents' homes. Mm. I am picturing jackbooted thugs breaking it in the middle of the night and trying to put like little suspenders underneath the house to lift it up, put it on the truck and get it out of there. You know what I'm saying?
I'm seeing people coming from black helicopters, rappelling down ropes and attaching the house to the helicopter.
Take it off.
Yeah. I think it's probably just that they didn't pay their taxes thing.
Wouldn't make sense.
Yeah. So anyway, Alex's grandparents have befallen this fate, and also some other guy that Alex knows.
He's had a stroke.
Oh, I think
no, they target old people. Bureaucrats target old people. You know, you sit here, they target them because a lot of times they can't stand up for themselves, and they just get sucked dry by the bureaucrats because they're getting a little bit old. You take Roland Ellingson, another World War II veteran, living out there on West 37th, $2,000 a day fines, for 3-inch grass. I showed you the ticket.
I saw that. I saw
what do you want from me? Don't you tell me this is entertainment.
Come on, man.
You tell me this is entertainment, buddy. This is real.
I called you up to be. Don't.
No, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm standing up for the people, damn it.
Oh, I understand that, man.
This isn't an act. I'm a real person.
Come on. Okay, well, now
there's some chivalry left in this country, buddy. I haven't had my soul sucked out. I think it's wrong that people can't sell their houses because of the environmental crap, but corporations can go around and lobby the politicians and get out of it.
Alex, man, I did not call you up to this. Man, you don't have to get in people's face like this.
I'm defending people here. I don't want you to kiss my ass. I want you to get up and do something. And don't you tell me I got a problem because I care about this country.
Alex, I'm all right, man. I mean,
you know, it's all go out and confront those IRS people, but I'm afraid to. But as I grow stronger, someday I may do what it takes. I'm defending this Constitution. I'm defending this country. Thank you. You can believe the mass psychology if you want to.
No, I
love this so much because it's like Alex is monologuing and his nonsense like stuff works so much better when he has a cough button and he could just not let people respond. This guy's like, come on, man.
So great.
The best line there is, Alex, I'm okay, man.
That's my favorite. Alex, calm it down. Yeah. I'm just trying to tell you that you're screaming too much and you're an alarmist. Are you talking about?
Yeah, so unfortunately, the file that I have doesn't have like everything surrounding this, but from all the context you can get, Alex is talking about the IRS trying to steal people's homes, and this guy is saying that maybe he's being a little bit over the top about it. And so
Alex, there's a lot of injustice in this world. I get it. I'm with you. But screaming about it isn't going to do too much good, is it? Okay, I'm starting to see that this might be an issue for our further conversations.
I think that there's something so awesome about just the juxtaposition, too, that like makes Alex's yelling so much funnier. Like having a straight man to his yelling, it's exactly what you kind of need to pierce the surreality of it.
Totally.
It's amazing.
The more calm the straight man is, the funnier it is to see Alex lose his fucking mind.
For sure. So
it's science.
This caller brings up that Alex doesn't really use a whole lot of sources in his reporting. This is where the conversation veers off towards. And this kind of makes Alex angry a little bit, you might say.
You rely on a source when it tells you something you want to know.
No.
That's when the source is good.
Oh.
Otherwise, the source is crap.
No, we have children right here. I talk about it. Everything's children. saving play for a rainy day. Looks to the future of China. Cheaper age regime may save thousands of children. Children. Oh, today's paper. Oh, I'm sorry. The chip page. Children. The DNA chips are going to help children. Here.
Okay,
Alex. Here's I'm not through. Through smoking. Children. I'm not through. China, the failing year. We got to help the children. Oh, God. This guy's taking his kids.
About
movie for your children. This is a wholesome Disney movie. It's for your children.
Yeah.
Yeah, I answered your question. Let's go to video and I'll be back. Propagandize. You are a child. That's what they want you to be. That's what the word child means. They want you to be the babies of the state. We're the children, dumbass. We'll be right back. I'll take your phone calls. I'm exposing corruption, damn it.
Yeah, so Alex stormed off his own show. Even back in 1998, he couldn't control himself and would just storm off his own show.
98.
Yep.
We have gone back 23 years only to discover that he's not mad at the crew, but he just can't do this for a while. I'm going to have to go to rebroadcast.
This caller is being too much of a dick. I got to play a video and get the fuck out of here because this guy is a child. I like that.
Hey, Alex, do you realize that everything you do is built entirely upon confirmation bias? What the fuck are you talking about?
You're a child.
Oh, well, that's fair enough.
I like that the sign of an artist, I think, is somebody who will do the same thing when they're rich and when they're struggling. Mm-hmm. And to Alex freaking out and storming off his own show when he's a millionaire and when he's on public access is pretty awesome.
I think the real hallmark of an artist is to never evolve in any significant way.
Well, now speaking of evolution, you made a point that in the present day, Alex, he's not mad at the crew.
No.
And here's what happened right after this video that Alex played in 1998.
Hello, Austin, Texas. Totally hope you're enjoying the show tonight. We're making a new rule. Nobody goes in the control room, and we have no reason to even do this show. Because every time five or six people come up and hang out in the control room, this happens. And I don't understand why. And look, I know this is all volunteer, but I mean, we got to bring the public. This is important. And I'm not mad at y'all. I just, you got to show up to me for the show. You can still do a good job, which you do. But we just got to keep people out of the control room. It's not your fault.
He literally said he's not mad at the crew.
Does he exist outside of time? Is he right about one thing, which is that he's beyond the fourth dimension and that no matter what era we see him in, he will be doing exactly the same thing?
But it's not like what's remarkable about it is it's not the same thing in terms of the content that he's putting out. It's not the same thing in terms of even like a lot of the beliefs that he has.
Right,
the things
right.
that are the same are the like petulant outbursts.
He's a shitty child.
Yeah. I think this is this is a cautionary tale about people who are very suspicious about mental health.
I think the explanation of all of this, like when you get down to it, is Alex has some sort of mental emotional issue. His parents didn't help him grow up, and he's not experienced any consequences for his behaviors. And that's how you get a violent sociopath on the radio.
I imagine it was years and years of him yelling at his parents and then coming back and being like, I'm not mad at the parents.
No, right? It's got to be. That's your only conclusion now after watching him on the show 23 years ago. He must have been doing that 33 years ago when he was 12 or whatever.
Scream at the teachers and then storm out of the room, then come back after talking to the counselor and be like, look, I'm not mad at the teachers.
I'm sorry. I'm not mad at the math. All right. I get it. I understand the math. Every time I try to do math, we wind up doing this. So I get it. But we got to fix math.
So yeah, I found that and I thought like, well, we can't not bring this to the world. I can't sit on that. When I hear a 1998, I'm not mad at the crew. The world must know.
It's got to be broadcast.
Yep.
And then rebroadcast whenever Indeed. You get real angry.
So, Jordan, I hope the rest of your trip goes well and you have a safe return. Thanks for making time in the bathroom to to do this.
Of course. It's odd to say, but this is maybe one of my favorite, if not my favorite thing to do. Sit in a bathroom and talk to Dan. So
I feel honored, and I will talk to you soon, man. Be safe.
Love you, buddy.
Love you, man. We'll see y'all on Friday, probably.
Oh, hopefully.
Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.